It was sleeting and cold on Trowbridge Street in Hamtramck on Monday as Tisha Friday turned the key in the lock and stepped into her brand new house.
Wow. Just excited. It's beautiful.
There are hardwood floors in the living room, granite countertops in the kitchen, and a full bath on the first floor.
Full bathroom, wow. Never had a full bathroom on the first floor.
Friday is a plaintiff in a class action lawsuit brought against the city in 1968. And this home is part of the city's effort, ordered by a federal court 4 decades ago, to make things right. The branches of Friday's family tree stretch all across the city, with aunts, uncles, and cousins still living here. And her family's roots here are deep. Her great-great-grandfather shows up in the city's 1910 census records, having moved north from Alabama. But for a family with such history here, the city certainly sent a message they weren't wanted. Friday's grandmother lived in the Denton Miller neighborhood, one of 3 heavily African-American areas the city essentially abandoned in the 1960s. The city quit maintaining the streets and the sewers and shut off the water to some blocks, not so gently prodding residents in those neighborhoods to pack up and move out so the city could raise their homes in the name of urban renewal. Jason Friedman is the director of community and economic development for the city. On a drive through Hamtramck, he points out one of the areas the city cleared for development.
They wanted to build a new city hall and commercial area. The city hall never happened, and they ended up just building kind of a suburban style strip center. And yeah, none of the other development even happened.
Judge Damon Keith ruled in 1971 that the city had discriminated against residents in those neighborhoods. He ordered restitution, but the city didn't have the money or the will to deliver. So the case dragged on and on. Then, around 1999, the city decided to get serious about resolving the suit. Officials started figuring out where they could find pots of money and got to work getting plaintiffs into homes. There have been several phases of restitution as the city cobbled together state and federal programs. For this latest, and Friedman says final round, the homes are mostly new construction built to fit in with Hamtramck's existing housing stock.
They're old-fashioned looking on the outside, but the insides are very up-to-date. They all have either 98% efficiency furnaces or geothermal heat, wide open floor plans. They have a center island in the kitchen. It's all granite countertops.
Plaintiffs who get houses in this phase will get special loans through the state. The homeowners will pay taxes, insurance, and utilities, but they won't have a house note. And if they stay in their homes for 15 years, they'll own them free and clear. That's great news to Tisha Friday. She and her daughter will move into their home here in the coming days. They'll each have their own bedroom upstairs, and there's a third bedroom. It'll be a nursery for Friday's granddaughter, due to be born in mid-March.
She eventually has something to call her own, because a lot of times we can't, you know, come up with our own.
Friday's grandmother didn't live long enough to see her granddaughter become a homeowner. And that's the bittersweet part for a lot of those finally getting homes. They're the children and grandchildren of the people the city displaced. But Friday says Hamtramck is home, and her family tree continues to grow here. I'm Sarah Hewlett, Michigan Radio News.